In a postpartum discussion around the first wave of the COVID-19 outbreak in South Africa, a review of what was done right, what were the mistakes, and what lessons were learned ahead of the next wave. Professor of Vaccinology, Director of South African Medical Research Council, Respiratory and Meningeal Pathogen Research Unit, Professor Shabir Madi, explains the downward trajectory patterns across the provinces would represent the gains we stand to lose if we do not take heed over the festive season in December.
The infection, the number of newly diagnosed cases is on a decline, but I think there's a context to that. Firstly, the number of tests that are being currently done is roughly about 20,000 per day, as opposed to roughly about 45 to 50,000 per day at the time of the peak. So that itself could be contributing to a decline in terms of numbers. But at the same time, the positivity rate, the percentage of tests that are done that turn out to be positive, has declined from 27% to under 15%, which is a good thing because it means that there certainly is a reduction in terms of community transmission of the virus, but it's still above the threshold of 5%, which is sort of a comfort zone. So we're wanting the positivity rate to be under 5% before we say that we pretty much are sort of controlled in terms of community transmission. And we are put away from that at this point in time. So I think the numbers itself is sort of could be misleading in terms of the true number of people that are being infected, even at this point. That being said, the indications across all of the provinces is that all of the provinces are somewhat on a downward trajectory. Some provinces more advanced than others, as an example, the Western Cape and Gauteng, whereas the Free State, as an example, it has probably passed its peak, but it's at an earlier stage in terms of the downward trajectory. So it does differ between provinces and probably even within provinces, there are differences depending on density of population.
For Multimedia Live, that was Amina Dekker-Asmaa.